Hello, this is Scott Wells, and today we are talking about the convention, which is a little bit different. This is called Creativity at Sea. Yes, it was at sea. Actually, this was a cruise ship, and it left on January the 15th and then came back and docked on the 22nd. And today, my guest is Dal Sanders. Hi, Dal.
Hey, Scott. How are you doing?
Doing great, thank you. So how was this adventure at sea? Much better, obviously, than the ones, I guess, that they had in Italy.
Well, I tell you what, that happened just a couple of days before our ship left, and
wow.
So there were so many jokes about it.
I'm sure
it was pretty funny. Actually, even the captain of the ship had a couple of jokes from time to time.
Okay, tell me one of the good jokes that comes to mind. Something come up?
Just little comments like, "Don't worry, we're not looking for any. We're not looking." To run aground on any sandbars or anything, you know, just little things like that.
Yeah.
It was just stayed top of mind the whole time.
Yeah, I'm sure that it did. And do you think that anybody actually had kind of changed their mind at the last few moments and decided not to attend?
Well, nobody from our group did. We did have someone who had to change their mind at the last moment, but it was medical.
Uh-huh.
And that was kind of sad. But
well, tell me about the, first of all, about how many people did attend, actually.
Well, there are about 50 attendees and several wives that come.
Mm-hmm.
And so all in all, that was probably around, well, and I say several wives. In some cases, it was the husbands, of course.
Right.
All in all, I'd say there were probably about 75, maybe 80 people.
Altogether, including spouses and everybody. Did some people bring their family, their children and everything, too?
Yes, they did, actually.
Mm-hmm. And so, obviously, this is something that is in conjunction with a regular cruise. So people are most of the people, obviously, have no idea that this little convention is going on their cruise line.
The cruise ship magician didn't even know that we were there.
Oh, really? That's funny. And who was the person on board?
A guy from Greece called Horgos.
Horgos. And this, and what line was this?
This was the Norwegian cruise line. It was the Norwegian Spirit.
And it disembarked from where?
We left from New Orleans, and we went to Cozumel and Puerto Maya, and Costa Maya, I'm sorry, and Belize and Roatan.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And then in between, obviously, you had some magic, I guess. And so tell me about some of the highlights.
Well, it's not really a pure magic conference. A lot of it is
mm-hmm.
Is based, you know, from the name, on being creative, doing something different. And so that's exactly what we did. We did a lot of different things. There are some exercises just to kind of stretch your imagination and even some exercises in improv. We did a whole evening thing just on improvisational. Work. And so it was pretty fun. Now, one of the things we did was they had a bunch of stuff from Dollar Store.
Yeah.
And we had to come up with some sort of a show from these Dollar Store items. And it was kind of fun. We our group did a game show in which the Dollar Store items were the prizes, you know, both winning prizes and losing prizes.
Okay.
And one person turned this this hand scrubber thing or a hand brush, I don't know what to call it. It's kind of a glove with little nobules on it for scratching your pets.
Okay.
Turned that into a puppet show. So, you know, everybody did different things, and some people did just magic with it.
So this was not necessarily something that would be geared towards any one type of performer. In other words, not for a stage or a close-up or a children's performer or whatever. It's really trying to stretch your imagination, your creativity.
That's right. We had some card magicians there, some incredible card magicians. We had some stage magicians. There were some children's family magicians there. It was several different types of entertainers. I was very impressed. We even had a couple of clowns.
And who organized this again?
This is organized by Barry Mitchell and Tim Sonnefeld.
And they have done this several years in the past.
Yes, this was their fifth one.
Okay.
Since we took off from New Orleans, everybody got there a day early, and we got a little taste of New Orleans and went down to Café du Monde and had some
beignets
and we had a party with a king cake, and I was lucky enough to get the baby.
So did you break a tooth by biting down on that baby?
No, I as I was eating, I saw something. I saw a leg sticking out of the cake, and I said, "I got the baby!"
And
pulled it out. So yeah, didn't choke on it. Didn't get it in my mouth. So
now, who were some of the people who were the talent and performers and lecturers?
Well, Kennedy from the UK was there. He's a young mentalist who's really, really good. And he's also a marketing genius. He has got social marketing down to a T, so he was there. And Robert Baxt was the other headliner out of California. He's been around quite a while, and he's very talented, very funny, and did a lot of great stuff. We also had lectures by Brian Daniel from Creative Magic.
Now, was he Creative Magic? That was the one who recently went out of business that made the illusions?
That's right.
Yeah,
They're the ones that closed their business down at the height of their success.
Great. Well, let's get back on the convention there. Then again, did they have evening shows? Did they have close-up shows? Or since they had stage shows already, did you supplement those or help?
Kennedy did his show, and Robert Bax also did his show.
For the whole ship or just for your group?
Just for our group.
Okay.
And, of course, we had the entertainment on the ship every night, too.
Right.
Other things that I really enjoyed is Tim Sonnefeld did a session on packaging. One of his new tricks that he's got out, it's a version of Color Money called Pirate Money.
Mm-hmm.
And he went through the step-by-step how they developed the packaging. And I thought that was very interesting because, you know, a lot of times magic is sold by packaging.
Well, there's no question about that. Same thing with books. People buy by the cover.
Yes. And he showed, and he talked about the team that he works with, which includes Brian, as a matter of fact, and how they all worked together to put together the packaging, how they tried this and went away from that and back and forth until they finally got the packaging that they thought would be the most appealing. Jim Cleefield also did just a fantastic session on being creative. And, of course, you know, he's the guy who virtually invented the library shows for family workers.
Yes.
He was doing it before anybody was. So it was great to see him at work doing the lecture. And then Jim Austin, well, he led the improv sessions, and then Louis Mayer also did a nice lecture too. All in all, the lectures were very, very good. You know, stayed away from a lot of magic, although there was certainly just tons of magic there.
Yeah.
But it wasn't, again, the focus wasn't on the magic. It was on how to be creative with magic.
It was the how and not the why, or the why, not the how so much, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Well, now, I assume there were no dealers there. The only thing that people sold were the lecturers having their wares for sale?
That's correct.
Okay. And most of that stuff, again, was in the afternoon, because the evenings that they had other shows, or else you were going out on trips or tours?
We had 10:30 shows every night.
Oh, 10:30, okay.
And our first day was a C day, so we met all day the first day, and then the last day coming back was also another C day.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the second day that we had sessions all day.
It sounds pretty intense.
The other 3 days we did excursions. The first day was really nice. It was Costa Maya, which is just a little town on the coast of Mexico,
mm-hmm.
and there was several excursions. You could go see the ruins, the Mayan ruins. You could go diving, or you could just go sit at the beach and
chill out.
And so that's what Cindy and I did. We sat at the beach and chilled out all day long. And that was great fun. Then we went to Belize, and one of the excursions that Cindy and I did was cave tubing. So we're all on inner tubes. First of all, we hike for about an hour and a half through the rainforest,
mm-hmm.
and put in at this river that goes through two different caves, and just tube down the river, and that was great fun.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of fun then, too.
It was fun and very entertaining. There's a lot of things that I did not think I would enjoy because I generally don't enjoy I really don't like improv. You know, I believe in planned spontaneity. I believe in a script.
Scripting, yeah.
But the improv sessions were fun and informative, and I just really enjoyed it.
Now, was this your first creativity at sea?
Yes, this is the fifth one they've had, and this was the first one that I've been to. Barry and Tim both have been after me for years to go out to this.
You think you're going to go back again?
I'll definitely go back again.
Now, how much was registration for this? I imagine it was a little bit different since you had all the rest of the cruising that was involved with that, so it was a little bit higher ticket than your typical convention.
Yeah, let's see. It's
just kind of rough ballpark number.
It was around it's $800, I think, and
includes everything.
That includes everything, and then the spouse, the second person in your room, and everything. The spouse rate was $500. It seems like.
Okay.
So, but that was the inside room. You could also get a window room for $850. I'm thinking, and then balcony rooms, which. I didn't get one of those. they were a little higher.
Yeah, you're not going to be spending much time in the balcony or enjoying that necessarily, obviously, if you're going to be at all these sessions and during the daytime on the sea days.
That's true, but I would have still liked to have had breakfast, I think, out on the balcony.
Yeah.
It was really beautiful.
Well, so all told, sound like a great time. You're going to be coming back then again, and hopefully some other people. Any last words or any other thoughts or recommendations or something, high point, low point, something just immediately comes to mind?
Yeah, I think immediately what comes to mind is if you're the type of magician that really wants to stretch and do your own show, then this is a great opportunity for you. But if you're just kind of happy buying routines and if you know, and there are a lot of magicians out there that do that, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Sure.
But if they're happy buying routines and just, you know, going that route, then probably this won't be for you. But if you really want to stretch and grow and be more creative, then I definitely would recommend this.
If you want to be creative on land, you need to go to the Creativity and See.
Hey, that sounds like a logo.
There you go. All right, Dal, thanks very much for your comments. That was Dal Sanders. This is Scotty out.